All right, welcome back to our second hour of Monday radio broadcast. I think everybody's back in the swing of their weekly routines.
Yeah, according to Larry David, you can no longer wish anyone a happy new year.
I think that's right.
It's over.
Yeah.
So
we had a good 4 days in there.
Yeah, stop.
To do that.
Stop.
So now to the AFC playoffs. The Broncos are the one. Mm-hmm. The Patriots are the two. They will host the Chargers, who are the seven. The five seed is Houston. They will play at four-seeded Pittsburgh. And then the sixth seed are your Bills taking on the Jags in Jacksonville, who are the three. But I was mentioning the Patriots. They have beaten one team with a winning record this year, and I think that was Buffalo.
I will go through their schedule here.
And please go slowly so we can it can register in our brains.
Well, to start off, they lost to the Raiders.
But, week one, I'm going to give them a pass.
Yeah, but still, all right. They lost to the Raiders.
I don't know how that happens, but okay.
Yeah. And then they beat the 7-win Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
They lost to the playoff-bound Pittsburgh Steelers.
Where was that? I don't remember that.
It was in... No. So
they were 1-2.
It was at home. Yeah, they were 1-2.
You know, Houston was 0-3. Did you know that?
I do remember Houston.
Yeah.
I don't remember 0-3, but they did not get off to a great start.
I think they're only like the fifth team since the 90s to make it after starting 0-3. Anyway, the Patriots were 1-2. Okay, then what?
And then we're going to rattle off wins over the playoff-bound Carolina Panthers.
Okay, but not a winning team.
The 8-win Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
And then came that win over the Bills.
At Buffalo. Good W.
23-20.
Yep.
And then we have the Aints.
Okay.
The Titans.
Okay.
The Browns.
Oh, my God.
The Falcons.
Oh, my God.
If you notice the theme here, a lot of fired coaches.
I was
going to
say all fired coaches there. There we go.
The Bucks. That was in the midst of the spiral down.
Oh, it was.
Should be fired, coach.
The Buccaneers.
Totally.
I think the Buccaneers won one game in like their last nine.
By the way, here's another. F you, Todd Bowles. Lost more money on that. That dude. How did the Panthers cover? They suck balls.
Damn right they did.
How do they cover? They have a must win game.
Yeah.
They don't win, but cover and still get into the damn playoff. I hate the Panthers. And I hate Todd Bowles.
So they got the Bucs.
As you can tell, I had a rough weekend.
They lost to the Jets. Or excuse me, they beat the Jets. All of these are wins.
Is there another bad team that they haven't played?
Can we also talk while we're going through the schedule because we landed on the Jets?
That's a whole segment all to itself.
Then the Bengals.
Keep you focused here.
Then the Giants.
Bengals, Giants. Oh, my God. Okay.
Lost to the Bills. Remember, that was the one they were up big.
Yeah.
And then the second half, they came roaring back. They beat the Ravens.
I mean, partial credit.
Jets.
Again?
Dolphins.
Dude.
So
their top three wins at Buffalo.
Yes.
They beat Baltimore, and they beat Carolina.
Yes.
I'd say the loss of the Steelers is better than the win over Carolina. The loss is one of the top three wins.
And as the texture points out, that doesn't mean that they're a bad team. No one is saying that the Patriots are bad. Drake May has looked very good. Mike Vrabel's a very good coach.
Drake May end up being the MVP, by the way.
But
Cameron Stafford, yeah.
They have given up 133 yards rushing per game over the last 4 weeks. They're not great. They're just over. So, okay, here's the way I'll put it. I'll give you the top four seeds in the tournament. I will give you Denver, New England, Seattle, and Chicago.
Yeah.
You get those teams.
I'll take the rest.
Or the field.
I think I'll take the field.
Everybody's taking the field. Because even if I just limit it to four and I said Eagles, Jags, Rams, Texans.
Yeah. You feel like maybe.
It's not close.
No.
I'm taking the latter.
It's a weird year. And it's like Denver, you mentioned Denver, Seattle. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Two quarterbacks that you're like.
Okay, but, well, another. I have another on. I'm sorry. I'm so excited.
I love the hot. Today.
I'm just excited. Well, I was looking at the quarterbacks, and clearly Bryce Young is the worst quarterback in the field.
Oh, it's not even close.
But it is.
No, it's not.
Do you know who has a identical quarterback rating to Bryce Young? There is a quarterback in this tournament.
It's probably Jalen Hurts.
It's Bo Nix.
Oh,
they have the same QBR. And look, I'm not saying they're the same quarterback, but. Who trusts them?
See, here's the problem is you have to compartmentalize Bo Nix. There's good Bo Nix and there's bad Bo Nix. And so bad Bo Nix shows up for like 2.5, sometimes 3 quarters, but it doesn't matter because good Bo Nix is really good and then their defense is good enough so it doesn't matter. So you just don't give me these stats.
Auburn Bo Nix still lives there.
Yes,
you just gotta get Oregon Bo Nix.
You ever seen like the Lego movie? He's like good cop, bad cop. It's just a matter of cop.
Good what?
Yeah, cop. It just matters what head is spun around there. Yikes. Hey, he's fine.
And as somebody points out on the text line, a couple people astutely, the Baltimore win was Tyler Huntley. That's when Lamar got hurt.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well,
so that's like half of it.
Well, but like again, it's so weird because you certainly don't trust Denver. You certainly don't trust New England. The Chargers are it's as if the Broncos are the Seahawks. The Chargers are just the 49ers. It's no different. They don't have anyone left. Justin Herbert may die in this playoff round against somebody. He's doing a one man Herculean effort. The Steelers, I don't even know how the Steelers are here. The Texans have no offense to speak of. They're getting drug along. They're just a lesser version of the Broncos. And then you get to Jags, Bills. I'm telling you, the team I think I like the best in the AFC is freaking Jacksonville.
Yeah, the Jags got kind of a bad draw there.
Yes. This is really Seattle's to win the whole thing, isn't it?
It's anyone's.
Well, couldn't you say that about any?
Yeah, but they're like the favorite. Like, if you were ranking the teams, they have to
well,
be
Well, they
favorites.
Are the odds-on favorite.
Right. Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It depends on who they play.
Good team.
I have zero faith, zero in any team, including the Seattle Seahawks, including the Rams, including the Broncos. I just don't. It's a little bit like the college football playoff. I don't know. You just shrug your shoulders.
Somebody will get hot.
Exactly. Someone will get hot, and someone will have that look. Right. It just at some point we'll look up and be like, "Whoa."
Can I? This is going to be probably. I don't know. You might shout me down for this.
All right. Can't wait.
Are we overlooking the Packers?
Yes. I'm going to shout you down.
Too hurt.
Oh, you are shouting.
I'm shouting.
You said, yes, are overlooking
them. I thought you were like, am I going to shout
asked,
you down?
Are we overlooking the Packers? And you said, yes.
No, I thought, no, we're not. They're terrible. Stop. Don't.
Boy, I don't know.
They can't stop the run.
They're terrible.
Did you see what Baltimore did to them two weeks ago?
We are not overlooking Jack.
Halfback dive down the middle. Touchdowns. I think Derrick Henry still scored another one.
We are not overlooking anything.
Okay.
No.
I know who Rob bet on.
I haven't placed a bet yet.
Let me just say this. You know, there's the idea of like you get
But hot. I am toying with the Packers.
You know, you get hot going into the postseason. Losing four in a row is not how you get hot. Now I get
well,
they
but
lay,
none of their guys played last week.
Yeah, they lay down. I don't know who's healthy either. And if they do get healthy, they'll get hurt.
Jordan Love's playing. Of course, Parsons is gone.
Yes. I don't know what's happening with Tom. None of their receivers are good, and the one that they have, he always gets hurt. There's no Kraft.
Do you think the Bears? You buy the Bears, though?
No.
I don't buy
anybody.
None of these teams. These teams all suck.
They're terrible.
Bring in another, I don't know, bring in all the bad teams.
Would you rather
watch a playoffs of all the bad teams? Who do you think would win that playoff?
All the teams that didn't make the postseason?
Cincinnati?
That's a good question.
No, they just lost to the Browns.
Well, they got
Burrow.
The
teams that didn't make?
The Ravens.
I think maybe the Lions or the Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. What if?
The Chiefs. Can we get healthy Patrick Mahomes in there?
He's not. He's not healthy.
But in this magical playoff, can we get him magically back?
I think it would probably be the.
Well, no. Bottom 14 teams.
Yeah, I think it's the Lions.
Are they in the bottom 14?
Yeah, it's the teams that didn't make the postseason. Yeah, it's the Lions.
Well, no, wouldn't there be two that wouldn't?
Oh, yeah.
Like so the Ravens wouldn't, maybe the Ravens and Bucks?
Yeah, if we did that, it would probably be the Ravens and Buccaneers that wouldn't make the crap tournament. Yeah.
So the Lions.
Yes, Lions.
Yeah.
Odds on favorite, Dan Campbell, to win the CBI.
Actually, no.
CIT.
Because the Lions finished 9-9. They won this week. The Ravens would be 8-9, so it would be the Lions. It's the Ravens.
Lions are out.
Ravens.
So the Ravens, they could dominate that tournament.
They're the best of the worst.
Would John Harbaugh screw that up, too?
They find a way to gack it away against the Jets or the Dolphins.
Hey, man, I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
We're taking
giant steaming dumps on every single team in the field.
But
who
it's
cares?
Fun.
It's going to be great.
And if you told me going into the season that it was going to be the standard operating procedure, right? So we all had some version of Ravens Chiefs, right? And then on the other side of things, the Lions, the Packers, the Eagles, right? Maybe the Niners if they weren't hurt. You gave me that field versus what we have now. I'll take this version. I love the fact that we could see the Bears get hot. We could see the Rams.
My Jags.
Your Jags. I love that it, for the first time in forever, it feels like this. And, you know, sometimes we'll get a team, whether it's like the Cardinals or the Panthers under Cam Newton, you get someone on a heater and they make their way in, but then they eventually run into the real Super Bowl champion. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like anyone from either side of this bracket, with the exception of the Chargers and Niners, because they don't have any players left. It feels like any one of those teams.
Well, you just said the Packers.
Any one of those teams could get on a bit of a heater.
So you start doing that game, you end up with like two teams.
Because like, well, yeah, the Panthers, you can't include the Panthers in there too. That's three NFC teams we just wrote off.
All crossed off. Pretty much everyone's crossed off.
Okay. I'm not eliminating.
The only team you really can't cross off is Philly.
Yes.
Philly, you got to respect. They haven't looked that great, but you got to respect them.
I'll tell you this. The only team that I will officially write off is the Carolina Panthers. All right. Write them off.
What if they sign Tom Brady?
Maybe.
Tomorrow.
But the rest, I can crap on the Bears, I can crap on the Packers, I can crap on the Niners. But they have proven this year that they can find a way to... The Panthers aren't going anywhere. But the rest of that, yes. And I think on the other side of things, outside of maybe the Steelers...
Rodgers.
Steelers and maybe the Chargers again, just there's so many injuries there. It just feels wide open and it's awesome. I love this.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's get to our stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports next on The Fan. All right, well, we have a new man at the helm over there. Stephen Vaughn has prepared today's stock watch. His second, I believe. Is this your second stock watch or your third?
My first one, giving it to you guys. I gave Case the ideas last night.
He's giving it to us.
Oh.
I'm giving it to you.
So this is officially the first Stephen Vaughn stock watch.
He's like a singer-songwriter, and like he's been producing tunes.
I ghostwrote the first one.
But now it's...
This is his first album.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Let's do it. Well, guys, college football playoff coming up here this week.
What? That's this week?
Yeah. Did you know that? Did you also know that the SEC is 4-9 bowl games this year?
I love this question.
And two of the
I know right where you're going, and I love it.
And two of the wins are against the SEC, so really they're 2-7 against non-SEC schools. And if Ole Miss loses to Miami, of course, in the semifinals, will be the third consecutive season without an SEC team in the championship game. The Big Ten is undoubtedly a better conference than the SEC now.
I'd say right now, yeah. I think over the last...
Undoubtedly.
Well, I just think when you look at it, the fact that there is going to be... and maybe Ole Miss gets it done. But there is a chance now that you are going to see three straight national champions from the Big Ten, and they're all three different teams. And Washington, technically, was in the national title as well a couple years ago, and that's a Big Ten team now. So this is the sort of run that the SEC is on. And this is cyclical because you could see Alabama and Georgia go on a run or LSU under Lane Kiffin. And so these things change. And the SEC has always had a deeper talent pool. They've always had deeper coaches because they've had better resources. So I think right now you are seeing the emergence of the Big Ten. So, yeah, I'll say they're the best right now. I think what did you say? What was
undoubtedly.
The word?
Undoubtedly.
No, I can't say that. But what I will say is undoubtedly the NIL and the transfer portal has eroded the Big Ten stranglehold on the SEC stranglehold on college football. The death grip has been released. Yeah. And it has, without a doubt, it has leveled the playing field and made it more accessible for many, many teams. This could not have happened under the old system. You could not have seen the re-rise of Miami. You certainly couldn't have seen Ole Miss, and you sure as hell wouldn't have seen Indiana. So that's where I'll say the SEC has taken a step back, and everyone else has taken a step forward. And right now it appears, and I don't know how you could argue it, that the Big Ten, at least in the short term, is the dominant conference.
Yes, I buy it. Undoubtedly,
yeah.
The Big Ten is the new king. If you think about Ohio State, Well, they've won the last two titles.
Yes.
The Big Ten.
And they're favored to win.
And they will have another team in this year's final.
Yes.
So if you think about Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon, what they're doing at the top. But now you add like Kyle Whittingham, add Matt Campbell to the league, Pat Fitzgerald's back. You got the James Madison guy. I love what the Big Ten's bringing to the table right now. It is undoubtedly better than the SEC. And yes, a lot of this is NIL.
Yeah.
It's leveled the playing field. The question is the SEC now overrated? And I don't think it is. It's damn good.
Yeah.
But this thing has the parity is seeping into college football, and you can see that by the Final Four that we have.
Yeah, and you can look at the talent recruiting, like the five stars, like they're getting dispersed. You can't hoard talent the way you used to, and I think this is the reason why Nick Saban retired. I think it's the reason why you hear some of the other coaches, the Kirby Smarts and the Dabos, bitching. The SEC just was doing NIL and paying players before it was legal. And there were a few teams that were trying to catch up and figuring out how to do it. Oregon was one of those schools. And now that it's above board, your biggest advantage is gone now. There's still advantages to being in the SEC, but that Sorsby kid, who I don't love, but apparently he was the end all to be on this transfer portal, Texas Tech got him over LSU. And no other time was Texas Tech going to beat out LSU for the number one quarterback that was available. But this
we
is
spin
one.
To win.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we're done there.
All right. I got another stock for you to advise me on here. Carolina Panthers, they backed their way into the playoffs at 8-9, the worst record going into the playoffs. But they will be hosting the Los Angeles Rams, who, of course, had a better record at 12-5. But tell me if you buy this one, guys. I think there's still as value winning your division. And as long as the NFL has divisions, I think the Panthers deserve to have a home game, even though they are 8-9. Mm. I think winning a division means something. You buying that? You selling that one?
Well, I should
the NFL change the rules so it just goes by, you know, record-wise?
No, I think both things. Like, I see where you're coming from that the winning the division should mean something, but not when it's a terrible division compared to, like, the NFC West. Like, if the divisions were... I would buy your argument if the divisions were level, if everything was equal.
What's the point of having divisions, then?
Well,
You have to organize it somehow.
Yeah, it's got to be organized. I just... Sometimes...
So it's
not every year, but sometimes... Well, it's most years. There is a really, really bad division winner. And I do not think they should get a home game. No.
Yeah. I don't know how... I mean... I don't have a problem with the way it's set because honestly, you know, this doesn't happen all the time. And I do think there is some value in winning your division. And I don't know if you blow the whole thing up, you know, like, you set a 500 record. It's just that we do this every now and then where occasionally this does happen and we freak out about it. But remember, Seattle had a sub 500 record and they had the Beast Quake. So, like, you get into the dance, and I don't like all the pearl clutching that goes on over this. Okay, Carolina, yes, you get a playoff game. Do you deserve one? Probably not. If you're the Rams and you're the big bad Rams, go in and beat Carolina then. It shouldn't be that big a deal to go on the road and beat a crappy-ass Panthers team. And if you can't, I don't want to hear it. We do this in college football, too. We try to make everything fair. Not everything is fair. Sometimes you have to face some adversity, and it's just the way the system works. And I hate trying to continually tinker with everything in this quest to make everything just perfect and right and fair.
Well, if you want to make it more fair, it's actually better that the division champ with a losing record hosts the game. Because otherwise, if you have a losing record and you win the division, you still have to go on the road, it would be Panthers at Rams.
They'd get dump trucked.
Yeah, and then it's like, that's not... It's way better because Carolina is at home.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the last two or three teams with sub-500 records that have been in this spot have won their game. So, yeah, makes for compelling football.
Right. Want one more quick one?
I do want one more quick one.
Hit us.
Let's do it. Danny Avia, he was named Western Conference Player of the Week. 27 points, 10 rebounds, 8.5 assists. Average for the week as the Blazers went 3-1. Mm-hmm. Blazers are 16-20 right now, guys. Ninth in the Western Conference. It's a lock. Get your tickets now. They're going to the play-in tournament.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I think they are.
Not only are they going to the play-in tournament.
They're going to the playoffs.
Wait, the play-in tournament is the playoffs.
No, it's not. Going to the eight. They're getting the eight seed. But we can lock it in. If you're the ninth seed, it's a home play-in, home playoff game in the play-in tournament. So get your tickets ready.
This is also...
Clear your schedule, Rob.
This is a fact of, one, the Blazers aren't as bad as they've shown. They play down to competition at times, but when they're cooking and eventually when people get healthy and God knows when that will be, that injury report they had was the biggest crock S I've ever seen.
Well, this is the first one they put out in like months.
And yet the injury report was all like, oh, we'll see.
Maybe.
Thanks for that sweet report that told me nothing. There's just no one behind him. So it's not like even if Portland goes on a losing, who's going to jump up and knock Portland out of the play-in tournament? The Dallas Mavericks and the LA Clippers, the mighty Utah Jazz?
That's just it. All of these teams suck. So somebody's got to get there.
It's the NFL.
But I could see a world, as long as Denny stays healthy, because he is hands down the best thing they've got going on and will be their first non-LaMarcus Dame All-Star in freaking forever. I can see a world where that eventually, if Drew comes back and they get some consistency in the front court, maybe you move Grant and you bring someone else in. I could see a world where they have a much better second half season, and I could easily see a place where they're a solid seven seed.
I got a beef.
God, you guys are you do this every year.
Well, who else? They've beaten Golden State already three
they
times.
They just beat the Spurs on the road.
Golden State is 16-20.
Championship, baby.
Well, they're only
also Denny is so good. Can people stop talking about when Dame comes back? Like, how can we fit next to Dame? No more Dame talk. This is Denny's team. Let's not say it's Dame's team anymore. He's 36.
Little Stevie's moved on to Denny.
Oh my god. All right.
I know you'd like that one.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. That is Stephen's inaugural. Wait, is that the right word? Inaugural?
Yeah. First. Yeah.
Stockwatch, right there. I give it a B plus.
C. I lost you with the Blazer question.
You sure did, fella. You sure did. But hey, that's all right. We got a Blazer honk over here who somehow threw him into the seventh seed.
If I say anything remotely positive, I'm a honk.
Yeah, that's right.
Denny's really good.
Oh, of course he is, yeah.
They'll be the seventh seed. Huh? They're going to be the seventh seed.
All right.
I'm calling it right now.
So they avoid Oklahoma City.
I'm calling it right now. The seventh seed. Well, that's
good. Clear your schedule, Rob. Let's
they're going to be in the seventh seed in the play-in. I don't know if that means ultimately they're the seventh seed, but though.
I'll clear it out, and then I'll head to Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Coming up next, in the news, here's Stephen. Watching the upstart, undefeated Nebraska Cornhuskers here tonight. We have no Monday Night Football.
Dude, a man died over Nebraska football in Vancouver yesterday.
Happened?
Dude, someone blew someone away because of Nebraska football.
What about it?
Shot him outside a bar. It's like a mile from my house.
Oh, wait, they didn't even play. I saw that story. That was over Nebraska football?
Nebraska football. A guy was wearing a Nebraska hat at a Vancouver bar, and I guess someone was making fun of him, and then he started making fun of someone back, and he shot him. Killed him. So just be careful out there. Apparently, don't poke fun at Nebraska. I don't know whose team the other guy was, because I guess it was the Nebraska guy that got shot. Guy was making fun of Nebraska boy. Nebraska boy started making fun of his team back. Guy took it personally and, like, I guess unloaded on him, shot him multiple times. Seems like you want to talk about the silliest reason to die? Nebraska football.
Raises a good question. What do you think? What fan base do you think would have the most deaths? If you were fighting,
it's got to be something in New York, right?
I'd say down south.
That's good. I was thinking like sport, like pro. I was thinking like Yankee fan, but you're right. It's going to be
like
some
Auburn football.
Yeah, you've got to be someone that's super sensitive that was kind of good but isn't good anymore. You're right on that. Like Auburn, like you dismissed the Cam Newton national championship. Yeah,
they're going to go 5-7, 6-6 every year. They're all jealous.
I'll tell you what, you walk into a bar in Alabama, the wrong bar, and you start in with that Auburn smack. Yeah, you might get shanked.
Who's their coach now?
They got the guy from
Golish.
Yeah, Golish from South Florida.
Yeah.
Who was on his way to sign his deal at Arkansas, and Auburn was like, would you like to be the Auburn coach? And he said, yes, I would.
This is In the News, Jan 5, 2026. It's time for In the News. Wait, I screwed that up. Let me start that over.
Yeah.
Reset in 3, 2, and 1. It is January 5, 2026. Time for In the News. I'm your news man. Hello, thank you. I even threw Steven off. He's been on the show 2 days. He was like, what the hell is he doing? What is that? Brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Is she still a thing?
Please
be
seated.
Talk to a girl.
Spent all that night.
Well, she got in trouble for a crypto scheme.
I know, and I thought she was coming back. But
well, she got her podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Avid listener.
She dropped the OnlyFans link yet? Because you know that's coming.
It is National Bird Day. Mm. I would like you to power rank the following cool birds. The hummingbird.
Whatever.
The penguin.
Love the penguin. It's high on my
The
rankings.
Peacock. The parrot. And the owl.
The owl number one. The owl might be my favorite bird of all time. It is my dream to have a cool owl that hangs out with me. Owl 1, Power Penguin 2, love the penguin. And then what was the hummingbirds last? What was the one in between that?
Well, we have peacock. Or parrot.
Parrot.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Parrot, then peacock, and yeah.
I'm going to put the hummingbird over the peacock.
Really?
Yeah. I think hummingbird's kind of cool.
Hot take. The penguins, I don't like the penguins. Have you been in the zoo and smelled them?
Well, they're
horrible.
Well, it's their doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an odor. But if you're willing to overlook the odor.
See, I'm not. They're down in my power rankings.
Do yourself a favor. Look up the movie The Penguin Lessons. True story. And you will understand the power of what a penguin can do.
They're doo-doo.
Love a penguin. But yeah,
they're doo-doo also.
It's there's something about their digestive system and the
well,
fish.
Well,
all
fish. Oh, wait. Well, I guess they're not fish. They're bird.
But.
Retraction.
Yes. They eat stinky fish, and then the way they digest it, their poo has a very pungent odor.
But I mean, I think every exhibit at the zoo smells.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that's, like, what is the nicest smelling exhibit at the zoo?
That's a good question. Maybe like a, well, I don't think like the, so I think of something like a condo, like the bird, like a, the condo, the bird cages.
Don't they feed them carcasses?
They do, yeah.
I don't think those necessarily stink.
But it's at least outside, so you're getting fresh air.
The elephants stink.
Yeah, they all stink. Yeah, they're animals.
Yeah. The penguin has a distinctive odor, but I love a penguin. It's adorable.
It's also National Thank God It's Monday Day.
Oh, for God's sakes. I have a case of the Mondays.
No, it's Thank God It's Monday.
No one thanks God it's Monday.
Oh, I did today.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're tired of the weekend, aren't
you? Oh, my God.
Get me out of here.
Extra sausage at this Pizza Hut.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm guessing that's not the kind of sausage that you're looking for. Although maybe it is.
A Salem man was sentenced to 4 years in prison after he exposed himself to employees at a West Salem Pizza Hut last September.
West Salem Pizza Hut, I can't just quit you.
His name is Amir Rashid Dunn. He's a 28-year-old man.
You can't even, like, there's no Pizza Huts to sit down anymore. Those are all takeaways. You say,
well, he's the employees.
Oh. So he walked in and was like, I would like a meat lover's. And then was like, meat lover this? By the way, nice move. Except for that whole 4 years in prison thing.
He pleaded guilty to felony public indecency, his fifth conviction of a similar charge since 2022.
So he just can't.
He's a serial flasher.
He just can't help himself, huh?
He just can't help himself.
What a fascinating, like.
Wouldn't that suck?
To just be compelled to do that. Like, of all the compulsions that you can't help.
And you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would ask, like, what you get out of that. But obviously, they have a screw loose, so they, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you realize that's my thing?
Yeah, I don't know,
like,
how
what age?
You stumble upon that. Are you just, you're that kid that, like, goes out.
Well, you don't go, it's not school first.
No. Well, yeah. I'm guessing maybe at a young age, you just become a bit of an exhibitionist. And, you know, it goes from there and you realize there's a weird thing. Or maybe you were flashed and you were like, oh my God, this is great. And then, you know, then you become the flasher. Why the Pizza Hut, though? Of all the places, I mean, I get West Salem.
Now, that is the question.
But the Pizza Hut.
What? That must be the closest place to his house that has people that would be horrified.
I think if I was going to flash someone, I would think maybe more like an Olive Garden. Maybe a little more upscale. It's a bigger audience.
More captive audience.
Breadstick.
Yeah. You know? I just feel like if I'm going to do it, Pizza Hut's going to have like what? Like three people tops. I go into a busy Olive Garden, I got an audience. An Olive Garden, your family.
You might get a date there.
Yeah. Unlimited soup, salad, breadsticks, and, you know. I guess it would be limited at that point, though.
A peculiar chopper crash. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Ah, yes. Airplane.
Mm-hmm. One of the greats.
Classic. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
It holds up, too, when you go back and watch it.
Yeah, it does.
Still works.
Yeah. That sense of humor.
Yeah.
Quick note. It is Black Monday. We will tell you which coaches got fired and which coaches kept their job next in our headline segment. But this is In the News, Jan 5, 2026. I mentioned a peculiar chopper crash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disseminating this story. It's a very sad story. Because of the word peculiar, the reason I threw that in there, is how it went down. Now, this is from KGW. Three young women reported to be from Oregon and a 59-year-old pilot were killed Friday when their helicopter struck a recreational slack line strung across mountains near Superior, Arizona.
Can
did
I
you
ask,
see this, sir?
I did. Now, my first question is, what is a recreational slack line?
It says here...
Because, like, I saw, too, that they issued a tightrope warning, and I don't...
Yeah, because they were saying, don't do this. There were previous warnings of, don't do this, you're going to take a chopper down.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, a chopper goes down.
Yeah.
So it says, preliminary evidence indicates a recreational slack line, which is a flat webbing tensioned between two anchor points, similar to a tightrope, more than 1 kilometer long, have been strung across the mountain range, according to the sheriff's office.
But I get why? Like, what?
I think people are.
Is it like a zip
crossing line?
Is it a zip line thing? Like,
aren't they crossing it?
I don't know.
I think they're crossing the netting.
I don't mountaineer, nor do I spelunk. I'm not a man of the mountains.
I think that's what they're doing.
Mm. It's only
because nobody will go across on a tightrope.
I wouldn't think so.
Except for that crazy... Who's the crazy tightrope family?
Was it the Willindas?
The Willindas, yeah.
Do the balancing act? So, yeah, maybe you hook yourself up to a harness and you kind of scoot across it.
Yeah.
I can't... Again, the helicopter thing, that stuff just terrifies me.
I know.
I'm not certain that anything as far as travel would make me more nervous than going up in a helicopter. I just...
Just so much can take it down.
I know.
And including netting.
And there's no good... And there's no good helicopter crash, right? It's like... They all go the same way. Like, once you lose something, like, you can't really control. At least with a plane, my buddy's kid is he's becoming a pilot, and I was like, dude, if you're up there in one of those little planes and the engine goes, and his kid was walking me through it, and like, you can, I guess, glide in those things, and in small planes you have to follow like roadways so that there's like flat places to land. So he's like, most pilots can manage. If something goes wrong in a helicopter, everything I've seen is you just spin your way to death. Like, that's not like a gentle glide. You just do that whirly bird, like, maneuver, and then boom.
And you ain't surviving.
No. No one walks away from a helicopter. Harrison Ford crashes, like, every other day, and apparently he's fine. Helicopter takes down anybody.
Well, isn't the stat that it's like, I don't know if it's, I may get my percentage wrong, but it's high. It's like 75% of people who die in plane crashes die after impact.
Yeah.
Like the smoke or whatever.
Or the fire. Yeah. Helicopters, you just, it's just straight down. It's no good. You're just flying along, having a grand old time, and then, like, one wire takes you out?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, though, that there were warnings. And that's the other one. Helicopter pilots never heed anyone's warnings. Ever. Wasn't that the Kobe pilot? They were telling him, like, don't fly, the weather's bad, and everyone's like, whatever.
But he has Kobe. Got to get Kobe to that tournament.
Flying in the fog.
Wasn't
can't
that one? Didn't they say he went upside down because he didn't? There was so much fog.
Yeah, he lost like control where he was at in his bearings.
I just think that's so wild to think that you're in a helicopter and you don't know that you're upside down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That happens to pilots too.
According to the internet, helicopters generally have a slightly higher accident rate than large commercial airplanes, but a lower fatal accident than smaller private planes.
Wow.
Oh, than smaller private.
Right. Not the commercials though.
Interesting. Yeah, because like pilots too, you can become disoriented in the clouds and you think, you know, up is down.
But I just think that's wild.
I know. At no point.
Does Kobe Bryant go, hey, I think we're upside down?
I don't know.
Do you feel that? Or do you feel
maybe
right
just,
side up?
Maybe it's just so wonky and you're bumping around that you kind of lose track of everything. All I know is that stat right there is not getting me up in a helicopter anytime soon.
Well, apparently this was the pilot was the uncle and the three girls. He lived in Arizona and the three girls were his nieces. And they're from Oregon.
That's just terrible.
Very sick.
And you were gone, but Greg Biffle. Yeah, you were gone, but Greg Biffle
died.
Yeah, local legend. He died in his own airplane.
God.
Same thing.
And his family.
Yeah, his family.
And he had a couple kids.
And his wife, and then like one of his business managers or like one of his good buddies. Yeah, they went down in his plane.
That was in
North Carolina. All the NASCAR people live out
was
there.
Was he still racing?
I think he was like maybe doing some senior circus stuff, but he was retired from NASCAR.
Wild.
One of the nicest human beings, by the way, that I've ever met in my entire life.
Biffle's great.
Yeah. He was awesome.
Sad. All right. That is in the news. Jan 5, 2026, brought to you by The Advocates. Injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We'll get to headlines next, including who got fired in the NFL and some transfer quarterback news as well on The Fan.